Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, on radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide from Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn with you for Game 1. It's a PacWest doubleheader, NC2A Division 2 doubleheader tonight, as Hawaii Pacific are in the house, as the overhead announcements are being made by the in-house general manager of the Conlon Center. 20 minutes overhead and 30 seconds on the shot clock. The referees are all aligned. Tonight, the Dominicans at 4-3 in conference, 5-10 overall, are taking on Hawaii Pacific, 10-3 overall, and a 6-1 in conference record. We are about ready for the national anthem. We'll just get a few of these last overhead announcements out of the way. I want to welcome in tonight's guest host. She'll be alongside DJ Aquarius. It's nice to have you here with me.
No, thank you for having me.
All right, I'm glad you're here.
Thanks, me too.
Checking things out, our newest DJ at the radio station here at Dominican University of California. Of course, you are listening to Penguin Radio Worldwide. We are ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home listening, please rise. Radio.dominican.edu from the Conlon Center. Well, the Penguin women coming off of a great win just two nights ago, as Chaminade was here when the Penguin women under head coach Brianna Chambers got by Chaminade 79-54. And the officials from the NC2A now being recognized here. The overhead announcer, Patrick Huser. And for the visiting Hawaii Pacific under head coach Reed Takatsuka, coming out as number two, the senior at 5'7". From Newcastle, Australia, is Susanna Walmsley. The other guard, the 5'1" junior, out of Whittier, California, is Lauren Garola. At forward, the 5'10" junior from Adelaide, Australia. Two Australians on the opening squad, Aiva Nagy, a 5'10" junior at forward. Sky Savini, a 5'10" junior out of Carson, California. Carson, California, DJ Aquarius, as you know, is the home of Cal State University Dominguez Hills, the home of the Toros, just for those of you listening out there who are interested. And Chiara Duncan Perry, a 5'10" junior out of Oakland, and she will be the other forward. Head coach Reed Takatsuka is assisted by Tiffany Wilson and Kim Horn, no relation to yours truly. For the 4-3 Lady Penguins, best start since going NC2A. The Lady Penguins, under Brianna Chambers, assisted by Cornell Littlejohn and Curtis Akins, both fellows in their first season, but a couple of great basketball minds to help out Brianna Chambers, who is in her sixth season at the helm of the Lady Penguins. Stephanie Carnes, the 5'1 senior fire plug out of Fremont. Carnes, the team leader on so many levels, getting the start tonight. Also starting, Yvonne Sanchez, a 5'5 junior out of Pomona. Sanchez, a first-year Penguin, having a tremendous campaign. For those of you who listen to all of the games, or most of them, or even some of them here on Penguin Radio, you've heard the name Sanchez all season long. Salonika Kaiwan Owens, a 5'8 junior Fairfield resident, went to Army O High School. Also one of those players who can really make a big difference. An impact player is Owens, Kiwan Owens. Lauren Hyatt, the 6'2 sophomore, went to Serrano High School out of Oak Hills. And Sarah Nelson, the 6'4 sophomore out of Clayton, went to Clayton Valley High. As you know, fans, yours truly, my favorite starting lineup always include Hyatt and Nelson, the Twin Towers for the tremendous Lady Penguins. 20 minutes overhead, 30 seconds on the shot clock. Welcoming everyone worldwide watching on the Stretch Network and around Marin on CMCM. Scott Calhoun, Brian Sanchez, Leona George Davidson on the cameras tonight. And we welcome everybody in who's ready for this one from Media Row. Ah, Dr. and president of the university is Mary Marcy. She's here, and we're ready to go. Sarah Nelson tips it out. Penguin ball. Here we go, fans. An NC2A doubleheader tonight. with Hawaii Pacific. Carnes has it on the right wing, dribbling nicely, under total control, picks up a screen from Nelson, heaves it left side, stolen away by Walmsley on her way. Walmsley goes 2-on-1, walks with it across the timeline. Penguins will get it back after the steal by Walmsley, but the DUs are going to have to keep an eye on things as Walmsley is very quick with 14 seconds into the game. Owens will have it. 19:45 to go as the clock rolls. Here we go. Owens has it after the inbounds into the backcourt to Carnes, top of the key between the circles. She goes left side, back over to Owens, who drives in left side, goes a lot of glass, hits the shot clock on top of the backboard. Hyatt comes down with it. It's stripped away from her by Savini, Sky Savini, who's a 5'10" junior. Savini brings it up and heaves it off left side to Garola. Garola's got it in the corner. Drifts up to the top, goes three ball from 20 feet. Couldn't be 18, that'd only be two. Owens with the rebound after Savini missed it right side. 19:11 to go, no score. Carnes drifts over to the right, over to the left side, now back to the right, in between the circles straight away. Drives in, goes, spins 360, takes it up off the glass, hits the bottom of the backboard, and a whistle. Foul is on Chiara Duncan Perry, the 5'10 junior out of Oakland. Stephanie Carnes on the line. She'll get two with 19:02 to go. The Penguins attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlon Center. And from the line, Carnes heaves an air ball. Unbelievable. Carnes, one of the most spot-on shooters the Penguins squad has ever had. Well, at least in the last 13 years since I've been here. I cannot believe. Of course, she makes the second one.
Woo!
But I've never seen her miss one from the line. Not a complete air ball from the line. With 19:01, Penguins lead 1-0. 1 minute in, no score. HPU bringing it up. Garola's got it. Now remember, HPU is 6-1 in conference, 10-3 overall. That's a whole lot better than the Penguins' record so far. Walmsley's got it. Remember, she had the steal earlier. Savini. Top of the key now. They slow things down. Duncan Perry. Hand off to Nagy. Left side, two ball. No. Sanchez had it for a second, but it got ripped away from her. Garola's got it. Right side, three ball on the way. Right wing, good by Nagy, the 5'10 junior from 22 feet. 18:23 to go, fans. 3-1, Penguins. Penguins trail, I should say. Carnes has got it as she races up across the timeline, then backs up and slows things down. Overthrow off the end line intended for Duncan Perry. It went out off of her fingertips, so I thought, yes. So on the short side, the Penguins will have it. Carnes will bring it in. She's got 5 seconds to do so. She gets it inbounds to Nelson, who goes top of the key to Owens. Left side, Sanchez. Looking for a gap just to take it in. Sanchez drives in. Oh, brother. Offensive charge. Sanchez runs right over the top of Chiara Duncan Perry. Perry at 5'10" is not an easy player to knock down. She really went flying. Sanchez really nailed her. 18:02 to go. 3-1 Penguins trail here in the first half of tonight's doubleheader. Inbounds HPU. Fast break to the other end as the Penguins have four in the backcourt. Inside of 18 minutes now, fans. First half. 3-1 Hawaii. Perry, top of the key left side. Walmsley goes another three ball. It rattles in off of the front of the rim. Now it's 6-1. Carnes brings it up very quickly, but HPU ready with their defense. 17:39 to go. Sanchez now in the corner. She picks up the screen from Nelson, who's now wide open, but Sanchez goes the other way to Owens softly. Owens right side. Owens off the glass and knocks it home with a brilliant move. Oh, very athletic. K1 Owens with a two ball. It's now 6-3. And dribbling up with Sky Savini. Savini knocked it out off of the long side, and it will be, let's find out here. I don't know if it's Penguin ball or not. I thought Savini knocked it out. No, it was tipped out off of Owens. Okay, 17:20 to go. 6-3, Penguins trail here in the first. Heidi Anton has come in, a 5'10 senior. First minutes tonight. Inbounds now to Perry, and back to the top of the key. Perry's got it on the right elbow. And drifting over to the left side, Heidi Anton with a jumper, and that's a long two ball. Penguins want timeout. 17:02 to go, 6-3, and a good chance for the Penguins to slow down things, or slow things down as the case may be. We'll go to a quick break, and back in 20 seconds, you're listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. 17 minutes exactly as the clock rolls, fans. Welcome back. 8-3, Penguins trail against a pretty formidable Hawaii Pacific. Carnes throws it away, stolen by Garola. She gets it the length of the court and stolen back by Owens. Clock rolls. 15 seconds into this segment. Carnes, baseline. Carnes, Hyatt. Carnes has it blocked by Walmsley, Susanna Walmsley, the 5'7 senior. And a whistle. And it's on Walmsley. So Lauren Hyatt heads to the line, and she gets two, and this one rattles out. Boy, it was in for a long time. Penguins are going to need everything they can get tonight, especially the freebies. Melody Laredo, a 5'3" senior out of Vallejo, has entered the game tonight for HPU. In between, as has Jesse Marshall for the Penguins, the 5'6" freshman out of San Jose. Noelle Roldan gets ready to enter the game for the first time tonight, and she does so after the second one goes down. So it's 8-4. So Roldan, who's one of those bench players you absolutely want to have coming into the game, enters for her first minutes. HPU in the backcourt. They get it in. Garola brings it up. She's against the fresh legs of Marshall. Marshall, a first-year Penguins, having a great campaign. Nagy has it. Now she hands off left side to Anton, top of the key. They go back over to Laredo, who drives in. Laredo, who's very tiny, is able to get over all of the Penguins easily at 5'3". Laredo has tremendous hops and flew across the paint and buried it. 10-4, the Penguins trail. Thrown out of bounds. It was thrown out of bounds by Marshall, so the Sea Warriors from HPU get it back. 16-10 to go, fans. The Penguins trail by 6. HPU on the long side. The Penguins have full court heat. And Laredo's got it after the inbounds. She brings it up against Marshall. Marshall's got her by 4 or 5 inches. In fact, according to the roster, by only 2 inches. No, by 3 inches. Marshall's just such a dominant player. She seems a lot bigger than that. Shot on goal, 3 ball on the way. No, but the putback is good by Laredo. 15-43, 12-4, and Laredo, who's only been in it for a couple of minutes, have really made an impact so far. Penguins trail by 8. Left side, Noelle Roldan goes up, has it stuffed away. Fast break to the other end. Michaela Thames goes up all alone one-on-one and has it blocked away as Sarah Nelson really raced in, showed her great speed. Nelson blocked it away. The Penguins transition to the other side as Brittany Hale has it for the Sea Warriors. And she brings it up. They go 3 ball, top of the key, long shot by Anton, no. But an offensive rebound as Kimi Nakamura prepares to enter the game for the first time tonight. Another 3 ball from the corner by Nagy is short, and the Penguins have it. Coach instructs Noelle Roldan to not fast break and to slow things down considerably. 18 on the shot clock. It's 12-4. Brew also getting ready to enter the game. Pardon me, Gleason. And the jumper softly from 14 feet. Noelle Roldan is waved off. 14-45, and the foul is on Laredo. And we have a media timeout, which gives me an opportunity to recognize the newest member of the Penguin radio staff, DJ Aquarius. You're a freshman here at Dominican, yes, DJ Aquarius?
Actually, I think I'm more of a junior. I just transferred in.
Oh, so where did you transfer from?
I transferred from Las Positas Junior College.
Way over in the East Bay.
Yeah, that's in Livermore. It's the sister school to Chabot.
Okay, very good. And what do you think of your time here at Dominican so far? Is this only your second day?
Today is my second day.
Okay, what do you think of it over here?
I love it. I am so proud to be a Penguin.
What do you love about it?
Everything. I think the people are awesome. The teachers are enthusiastic. They make you feel smart and welcome. The students are very friendly and warm. Everybody seems really proud to go to the school, so I'm happy to join them.
Yeah, that's a great thing. And having come from Dominican myself, it's great to have you here. So we are done with that media timeout. Is that your very first time on radio ever?
I think so.
Well, I mean, you did the sound check with me, so you were on then.
Okay, yeah, that's
okay,
true.
Okay, good. So now you're a veteran.
Yay.
Yay. And you notice President Marcy is here. Have you ever met her?
I have not met the president. Where is she?
Yeah, she's right behind you, right there.
Hi, President. I don't don't think she sees me. Okay.
No, I don't know. She's been on Penguin Radio, though. She's a big supporter of what we do here. And it's a great thing. She's a great lady. Been in place coming up on her second year now. Here we go. 14:45. 12-4. Of course, Joe Fink, who was the president before her, was also a big supporter of Penguin Radio.
Oh, okay, awesome.
Couldn't have gotten this thing off the ground 13 years ago when we did without the support of the president.
Ah, well, hail to the chief.
That's right. 12-4, we're back underway. Good job, DJ Aquarius. We'll go back to her several times throughout tonight's action. Penguins now on offense. Nakamura's got it. She works it down low to Gleason. Oh, close range shot on goal. No. Into the hands of Sarah Nelson, and she's able to spin after the miss, and Nelson knocks it down, 6-12. DU's hanging tough, inside of 14.5 now. One bounce to Savini, who's able to bank one in. 14-16 to go. 14-6 is the score. Oh, brother, and Noelle Roldan got caught up and threw it right away. Breaking the other way quickly is Laredo. She is fouled by Kimi Nakamura with 14:03 to go. Nakamura could do nothing but foul away. She absolutely had to foul Laredo there, who was going to score easily. Laredo, the 5'3" senior out of Vallejo, is a great shooter. So Laredo on the line. Laredo so far 2-for-2, first time to the line, and now she's 3-for-3. So far, the Penguins shooting 50% against 45.5 for Hawaii Pacific, but trail by 9. Laredo looking to make it 10. And the second one rattles in after it bounced around on the rim, but fell 14 minutes exactly. 16-6, fans. Penguins now on offense as Noelle Roldan has it. She brings it up the right side across the timeline. Calls out the play. Picks up a screen. Takes a three ball from the top of the key in and out. Penguins cannot get the rebound, and very quickly to the other end. Laredo's got it. HPU is so good on that fast break transition after Brittany Hale got the outlet pass and heaved it the length of the court. Hit Laredo in stride. And Laredo does not miss. In fact, she hasn't missed yet. 18-6. From the field or from the line, Laredo is so tough. Nelson off the glass, short. Couldn't get the rebound. Another rebound taken down by Michaela Tomes. Bottom of the backboard, whacking into it is Brittany Hale, who went up against Nikki Gleason. Now, Gleason is a 5'7" freshman and is having a great year so far. A Gleason also in one of those impact players, and here comes Kiwan Owens, and Kimi Nakamura is out. Melissa Boscarino checks in for the first time tonight, and Hyatt will re-enter the game. Boscarino's in there in place of Marshall, and Nelson will take a break as Hyatt replaces her for now. 13-13 to go. HPU ball on the short side, right under the bucket. They go inbounds quickly. Laredo three ball, backing up into the corner, no. Owens with a rebound after it was very short. 18-6, Carnes crosses the D insignia in the middle of the house, looks to hand it off, gets it off to Hyatt, almost gives it away, but they get it back. Boscarino on the right wing. Coach is yelling out the play, 12:55 to go. Boscarino drives in baseline, she's got trouble. Now she throws it away. HPU's defense, too much. Walmsley with a steal. Another heave to Laredo under the bucket. She takes a jumper over Hyatt, first one she's missed all night. The putback is good by Toms. And a 26 lead, and Brianna Chambers wants another timeout. We'll take a 20-second breather, 12:37 to go. Radio.dominican.edu. They won't again. 20-6, fans, 12:37 in the first half. Boscarino brings it in. Here we go. Penguins need to get some going, see if the coach was able to inspire them. HP is pretty tough. Carnes down low. Owens, 360. Owens, check it, travels with it. It wasn't a 360. It was only a 180 move. But she walked with it anyway. So they have to wave the bucket off. That's unfortunate. 12:27 to go. Welcoming in everybody watching worldwide on the Stretch Network. Watching countywide on CMCM. And, of course, listening worldwide on Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu. Laredo brings it up. Boy, Laredo's just been so tough so far. HPU, though, has not only great defense, but really working the ball outside and dominating the boards. Absolute domination down low. And the lady doing it is Toms. Michaela Toms, a 5'10" junior out of Honolulu. And she has been absolutely unstoppable off the glass. 22-6. As the bucket goes, Penguins bank one in. It was a great shot by Owens off the window from 14, 11:44 to go, 22-8. HPU in control here in the first and a whistle. Penguin foul is on Boscarino, the 5'6 freshman. She went to Hart High School out of Valencia. Entering the game, or re-entering, is Lauren Garola, who got the start tonight, the 5'1 junior. Immediate timeout, so we'll stay right here. And welcoming everybody watching on CMCM. I'm here with DJ Aquarius as Chili the Penguin heads out onto the floor. Now, it's only your second day here on campus, so this obviously is your first game since we didn't have a game yesterday.
That's sure it is.
Okay, so good. And you get to see it courtside from Media Row. Up as we enjoy Chili the Penguin, has some sort of routine to do.
He's quite a dancer.
Yeah, well, let's find out. We don't know if it's a he or a she, actually.
Oh.
Nobody's ever known the gender of Chili. And some nights Chili's 5 feet tall, and some nights Chili's 6 feet tall.
Well, some things are best kept secret.
That's right. And around here, Chili is a secret and a half. So, all right, and the Penguin cheerleaders are in the house, only five strong tonight. No, six strong. So they lost two of them from a couple of nights ago. I'm not sure what happened to them.
Oh, dear.
But we'll see them at halftime. Change in percentages now. Dominican's still shooting at 50%. But the shooting percentage for HPU has gone up slightly to 47-4. The big differences here are in rebounds. And total rebounds for HPU, 8 against only 5 for the Penguins. And we're back underway. 11:44 to go, 22-8. HPU just a little too tough for the DUs right now. The Penguins are really going to have to adjust. Boscarino playing some heavy defense as Garola brings it up. They work it down low. Toms finally misses one and doesn't get a rebound. That's incredible. Owens brings it up the right side on the timeline. Heaves it across to Boscarino. Three ball, 19 feet on the way, a little bit wide. She was in the corner. Now it's taken down by Toms again. 22-8. Carnes dives and does a stage dive into the Penguin bench, trying to get the defense. Runs all the way across and creates Garola. Gives Garola a little trouble and forced her to walk with it. 11:12 to go. 22-8. And Gleason will head back out and on the floor for the first time tonight for the Penguins. The 5'10" junior Jasmine Cox coming up on 11 minutes, fans. Long three ball right side by Owens is very deep. And the rebound is Walmsley. She hands it off to Garola, back over to Walmsley in the corner. Right side, she drifts up, heaves it down low, off of the glass, but a little bit short. Duncan Perry, no. Put back, Duncan Perry got her own rebound, and she walked with it before the shot came off. 10:46 to go, Penguin ball. And entering the game is Vianna Navarro, a 5'6" freshman out of Modesto for the Sea Warriors from HPU, Hawaii Pacific in the house. Carnes has the shot blocked, but somehow gets it back after Nagy stuck an arm in there. Ultimately, Lorito comes out of the pile with it, missed her second shot of the night, the layup from the left side. That's a miracle of sorts. She's so good. Heaving it the length of the court now. Carnes gets it off to Hyatt and has it blocked away by Duncan Perry. 10:22 to go, fans. But it was a foul. Duncan Perry got the arm in there. Now let's see who they're going to name that. They're going to call that on. Ultimately, on Susanna Walmsley. That's her second. The fourth for the Hawaii Pacifics. Penguins have committed three. Hyatt misses this one. And as Hyatt always does, when she misses a shot, turns around in disgust and looks to the heavens. Now she bounces it twice. Toes the line with her right foot. Pulls the left foot back. Wide open stance and knocks it down. 22-9. 10:21 to go, fans. HPU brings it up. Hyatt's only able to get 2 of 4 down so far tonight. Duncan Perry's got it on the right elbow, being guarded very closely by Hyatt. Driving in is Laredo off the glass. Laredo over Carnes, good. 10 minutes exactly, fans. One quarter in the book. 24-9, Penguins trail. View's not playing poorly. HP just very tough. Carnes picks up a screen from Hyatt, being chased down by Duncan Perry, who stuck an arm in there and gets a whistle. And it is on Duncan Perry. That is Duncan Perry's second and the fifth for the HPUs here in the first half. Danielle Yamauchi has entered the game in place of Stephanie Carnes. Yamauchi, a 5'4" sophomore out of Torrance. We're at 9:52, fans. And Owens brings it in to Danielle Yamauchi on the right wing. Back to Owens, down low. Oh, great move as they work it to Cox. And Cox is able to convert from the right side. HPU works it all the way into the corner. Penguins in good position to thwart the effort. Uh-oh, down low. Toms right-handed off of Hyatt, short. Hyatt with the rebound, 9:24 to go. Here comes Yamauchi to Owens, right side. Owens has such a smooth three ball from outside the arc, but she stutter-stepped and walked with it just a little bit. Boscarino's going to head back to the bench and back in for the DUs is Yvonne Sanchez. Sanchez, the 5'5" junior who got the start tonight, is in the backcourt up against Brittany Hale. Very quick transition work. One of the things that's serving HPU so well tonight. Walmsley's got it. Left side. Jumping up, Anton. Takes it herself. Anton for two. And that was a little too easy. 26-11, 9:02 to go. Yamauchi brings it up. Crosses the timeline and moves over to the left side. Throws it to Owens. Almost has it stripped away. Manages to get it back. Sarah Nelson gets ready to re-enter the game. Owens, right corner. Sanchez, three ball. Short. Loose ball. Nobody's going after it. Hyatt says, I'll take it. HPU just kind of hung back and let Lauren Hyatt go get it. 26-11, 8:38 to go. Danielle Yamauchi now moves over to the left side. Screened off by Hyatt. Three ball left wing. Missed it way left. No rim. Just a little backboard. 8:28 to go. Stolen by Sanchez. Great block over the top of Media Row. Everybody's okay. The ball was flying. And Sanchez broke up the play. 8:26 to go. Sarah Nelson re-enters. Jesse Marshall re-enters. And one more has come in, but I don't know who it was. No, maybe I'm wrong. Just two. Okay. HPU ball, 8:25 to go. 26-11 in the first. Hawaii drives in. Three Penguins in the restricted area. Driving in is Walmsley, and boy, is she aggressive. And ultimately, the foul is committed by Jasmine Cox, a 5'10 junior. That's her first. The fourth for the Penguins. Five committed by HPU. Walmsley on the line, deep. Garola re-enters the game in place of Brittany Hale. Interesting, about 6 years ago, the Penguins had a shortstop on the softball team named Brittany Hale. Not the same lady, though. Inbounds, here we go on alongside. The second one goes, 27-11, 8:14 to go. Penguins are going to have to do some serious work here if they want to make this a game. Down low, Nelson. Down low, Nelson. Nelson right side, good. 27-13, just what the doctor ordered. Dr. Penguin, or Dr. Marcy, the president of the college. I wonder if she ordered that up. I think she may have. 7:52. She's in the crowd tonight. And driving in, left side off the window, and a little too little glass. Anton can't get it to go. Nelson with a rebound. Danielle will bring it up very quickly. Left side, Marshall. On the way, Marshall. Three ball short. Nelson rebound. One of the big differences tonight is Ben rebounding. And with Michaela Toms in there for HPU, it's been all her. Now they work it left side. Turnaround jumper by Nelson is good. Four unanswered for the DUs. All thanks to Nelson. 7:20 to go. 27-15. Left side. Kick out. Three ball on the way. Anton deep. Danielle Yamauchi with a rebound. Bringing it up quickly with 7:10 to go. Sanchez on the run. Sanchez tries to do something with it and has it blocked away in a whistle. Immediate timeout. You're listening to NC 2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu, as the Penguin cheerleaders take the floor. Pretty exciting night tonight. As soon as we get the stats from the last segment, we'll bring those to you. But it's clearly been a question of rebounding, especially the offensive rebounds. When HPU misses it, it's very obvious that if the Penguins don't get it, HPU has all the time in the world, it seems like, to go ahead and figure out a way to get the ball back in the bucket. That's what's been going on. 27-15, 7:06 courtside at radio.dominican.edu. So one thing I want to bring you up to date on is the student radio shows will be starting in about 2 weeks with the veteran shows that you're already used to hearing. And then a week after that, all of the new shows are going to kick in, and it's going to be a great semester of student programming right here at Penguin Radio. 7:06 to go, fans. And we'll bring you those stats, as I promised, 42% shooting now. The Penguins have backed off a little bit. 0-for-3 outside the arc. Owens has tried once. Yamauchi and Marshall have each given it a shot outside the arc. Nobody's managed to make it. Contrasting those numbers, Hawaii Pacific 2-for-8 outside, 40% within. 7:05 to go. The clock rolls. Here's Marshall way outside. There's the first three ball of the evening. I'm happy to report Marshall was able to knock that one down from way out there at about 23 feet. Coming across the middle. Oh, man. Cox gets wrapped up with Laredo. Laredo's much smaller. And Jasmine Cox, boy, they just came across the middle going after the pass ball and slammed into one another. Both ladies hit the deck very hard, and they determined that the foul is committed by the Penguins. So, Sea Warrior ball. And HPU will bring it up. Laredo's okay. Cox is okay. Down low. Oh, great pass to Shian Solomon, who gets a shot off. Solomon, who's a little bit cold for the game, the 5'7 junior out of Stockton, can't make it. She's 0-for-1 now. That was her first try. 6:35 to go. Bouncing off the defender. On the other end is Jasmine Cox. Pounds the defender to the floor and cans the deuce. The Penguins trail by only 7 now. 6:25 to go. Laredo comes up. Laredo, top of the key. Laredo straight away. Missed it left. Sarah Nelson with a rebound. Yamauchi emerges from the pile. Down low, she overthrows Cox, trying to hit Cox in stride, and that was a great thought from Danielle Yamauchi. It was absolutely the right play, just overthrew the outstretched arms of Jasmine Cox. And Cox comes out. Replacing her is Julia Brew, the 5'10 freshman out of San Diego. Went to Canyon Crest Academy. HPU brings it up. Garola's got it. She's got Sanchez absolutely plastered to her. The Penguins really need to step up the defense if they want to get something going. Walmsley, after a perfect feed down low by Toms. So Toms can not only work the ball defensively, that was a brilliant short-range assist. Yamauchi to Nelson, left elbow. Nelson gets it over to Sanchez. Sanchez had a clean look, doesn't want to take it. She's on the soft side, 13 on the shot clock. Three ball, she backed up, no. Nelson has the rebound stripped away by Toms, but it went out of bounds. Now 29-20 with 5:36 to go. Sanchez will head out. Stephanie Carnes will re-enter. Salonika K1-Owens, the 5'8 junior, is back in there. 5:36 to go. Penguins trail by 9 here in the first half. Inbounds to Toms. The 5'10 junior is absolutely the biggest threat for HPU, although Laredo down low has been really tough, and Laredo is on the floor and has the ball. Laredo passes it off to Walmsley, who's also doing some damage to the DUs. Kick outside to Toms. She's up against Nelson. Nelson's all over her outside. Walmsley thinking about it. 5:14. Carnes is in her face. Toms drives in. Carnes has trouble. Laredo left side after the pass. A lot of traffic. No. Rebound is Julia Brew comes up with it off to Carnes. 5 minutes exactly in the first. Penguins trail by 9. Oh, no. A poor pass by Marshall into the backcourt, and it's a backcourt penalty as Carnes chases it down. That'll give the ball back to HPU. The pass was intended for Carnes about midcourt. Carnes broke left. Marshall didn't see it. Right in front of the broadcasting area here. Garola will bring it in against Kiwan Owens. Garola's got it. Owens has a Looks like she suffered a cut above her right eye and has a butterfly stitch above it. Layup from the right side, no good. Missed by Girola deep. Rebound, Sarah Nelson, 29-20. Here come the DUs. 4:42 to go, getting ready to re-enter the game, Brittany Hale. Tipped out of bounds by Laredo. Off of the dribble by Steph Carnes. That allows Hale to come in place of Girola. And Kiwan Owens will bring it in. She finds Steph Carnes. And Brittany Hale's really trying to strip the ball from her. Carnes isn't even dribbling. Up and under. Kiwan Owens, no, hits the bottom of the backboard. Rebound HPU. Toms has got it across the middle. Kicks it over to right side to Hale. Down low, Laredo thinking about it. 4 minutes and 19 seconds. Toms has got it. Nelson's in there. Against her. Shot on goal from 14. By Sky Savini, no. Penguins with the rebound. On defense. 29-20. 4:05 to go. Good head fake by Brew, but doesn't take advantage of it. Owens now very confidently, top of the key between the circles, off to Carnes' left side, 360 spinner. Carnes goes up, has it stripped away by Toms. Savini comes up with it. Back to the other end, Hale. Boy, Hale can throw that chest pass to Walmsley, three balls short. Sarah Nelson rebound, 3:43 to go. Oh, she overthrew Carnes, but luckily Owens was there. 3 minutes and 37 seconds. Owens dumps it off to Carnes. Penguins passing is not as sharp as it's going to need to be if they're going to really want to challenge in this one, although they're only down by 9. Short-range jumper as she buckles back. Nelson, no, short. 3:22 to go from the left side. Nelson couldn't convert. Coming up on 3 minutes, fans. Penguins on defense now. Back to the top of the key. Savini, long range, no. Nelson with another rebound. And we're at 3:05 to go, fans. Getting ready to re-enter is Nagy. But Carnes has it for now. Carnes screens out by Brew. Kick out left side, no look to Marshall. But on her is Walmsley. Marshall three ball, missed it way right, no rim. And Nelson's there but couldn't get it. Tom snuck in under her. In stride to the other end, tipped out of bounds by Savini. No, it was out off of Marshall. And HPU is going to get it back. Immediate timeout. We are going to take a break here at Media Row. Generally speaking, at immediate timeout, we'll go to the cameras on the close-up. But for now, we're just going to take a quick 15-second break. 2:44 to go, 29-20. A scoring drought here at the Conlin Center. We're back in 20 on Penguin Radio. Barbra Streisand. Penguin Radio back on the air. All right, 2:44 to go. Penguins shooting only 31% now against 43%. Oh, pardon me. In the first half, Hawaii Pacific's all those misses brought them down to 31, where the Penguins are now at 43. Still just a 9-point game. Brianna Chambers and the ladies are right in this thing. Though HPU came out looking absolutely unstoppable, Brianna Chambers has figured a little something out. Perhaps not all of it. The juggernaut, the puzzle that is HPU. Left side, Brew on the way, three ball. Oh, just a little bit deep. Wow, she was in the corner. And that was so close for Julia Brew, the first-year Penguin, the 5'10 freshman. Nice head fake by Walmsley. Right side, oh, stuffed by Hyatt out of bounds. Hyatt with a big rejection against Walmsley, who's been really tough on the DU so far. So I've been calling her Michaela Toms, but it's Tamis. Pardon me. We'll get that right. 2:10 to go. Tamis. Boy, has she been a threat tonight. Soft jumper from short range Nagy. Boy, that was pretty. On the inbounds, 31-20. 2:02 to go. Penguin ball. Owens Penguins down by 11. We're inside of 2 minutes now. Neither team in foul trouble. Six committed by HPU, five committed by the DUs, the home team. Owens has got it. Left elbow. Bounce pass to Sanchez. Ill-advised. You can't get it past Temis. And that's what... Oh! And a double dribble as Yamauchi falls right in front of the broadcasting area. And they're going to call it out of bounds against the Penguins. Yamauchi with a good effort to dive on the loose ball right in front of the broadcasting area. Boy, if she had come a foot closer to us, she'd have knocked us all over the place. Heidi Anton's going to bring it in, the 5'10 senior out of San Francisco. She does so to Tamas. Back to Anton, drifts over to the top with a minute and a half to go in the first half. Walmsley, right side. Walmsley, three ball. 22-footer, no. Offensive rebound by Anton. They get it back down low. Tamas has got it. Spins around. Spins around Brew and around Hyatt. Nothing doing. 1:13 to go. Diving on it. And into the Penguin bench is Anton, and the Penguins will get it with 1:12 to go. 31-20, fans. Owens brings it in as Sarah Nelson gets ready to re-enter the game. Yamauchi, the point guard, brings it up and drifts over to the left side. Coming up on 1 minute 22 on the shot clock. She goes three ball on the way. Oh, she buries a big tray ball, and that was huge.
Amazing.
That was great. That's exactly what the Penguins needed. Fast transition to the other end. Laredo's got it. They kick it back off to Anton. Top of the key, Temis drives in. Temis has to bump it back out as Hyatt with too much defense. Temis has got it on the elbow to Laredo, thinking about it. Good passing by HPU, just all over the place. 30 seconds to go, 9 on the shot. Top of the key, 3-ball range. They work it back down low. Temis hits the bottom of the backboard, going for the left-handed layup. To Laredo, 3-ball straight away, short. Shot clock violation. And they reset things. 20 seconds to go, fans. Shot clock is off. Penguins on defense. Temis has got it top of the key. They're just going to hold on to it now and try and get the last shot off. 31-23. Penguins trail here in the first. Laredo with a layup left side. Powers one in. 7 seconds to go. Penguins have to work fast. Five across the middle. Yamauchi, 3, 2, 1. She's got to get the shot off on the way. Yes, it counts on the buzzer.
Woo!
Yamauchi is able to convert the big one. 33-25. That's going to help. The Penguins are managed to hang tough in the first half. HPU came out dynamite. It looked like it was going to be all Hawaii Pacific, and then the Penguins came roaring back. We will have the halftime extravaganza in about 13 minutes, followed by the conclusion of tonight's first of two. 33-25, radio.dominican.edu.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, home of the Penguins.
That's right, home of the Penguins. Worldwide broadcast from Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn with you tonight. In the first half, the Penguins shot 43.5% from the field at 33. That's 2 for 6 outside the arc. And their free throw percentage was at 60%. Sarah Nelson led all scores. She had a total of 8 rebounds, I should say. Total points for Nelson, 6. Followed by Yamauchi with 5. Jasmine Cox and Kiwan Owens with 4 apiece. In the first half for Hawaii Pacific, 32% inside, 18.2 outside. That's 2 for 11. And 75% 3 for 4 from the line. Their leading scorer was Melody Laredo, who made the first 6 shots she looked at tonight, 4 for 10 from the field. She was 0 for 1 outside, 2 for 2 from the line. Total points at 10 for Laredo. Pardon me, it's Ladrido. On my sheet here, courtside, it says Laredo. So we'll get a clarification if it's Laredo or Ladrido. Would you mind checking on that, DJ Aquarius? If you just go down here and talk to the lady with the stripe, is it Ladrido or Laredo?
I'll check it for you.
Thank you. So while DJ Aquarius is checking that out, I'll continue on here. Rebounding for Hawaii Pacific. It's been spread out, although Temis with 7 is clearly the leader. Here we go, fans. Second half underway, 19:58 to go. 33-25, the Penguins trail, and the Penguins are on defense now as HPU attacks the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center. A long two ball goes off by Sky Savini and is good from the corner. 35-25, Penguins trail by 10. 19:35 to go. Guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30, about an hour, 1 hour and 2 minutes away. Sanchez has it at the top of the key. She heaves it over to Carnes in the left corner. Back to Sarah Nelson on the elbow. Tipped up by Walmsley. Backing up is Sanchez. No. Hyatt puts back for two. And we have a clarification. The Melody Ladrido was that impact player in the first half, not Larido. So I'm glad I caught that. Thank you, DJ Aquarius. Walmsley drives in, right side layup, no good. Hyatt with the rebound. 35-27 after Hyatt, who knocked down the last two ball. Down low, Sarah Nelson, and the putback is good. 18-48. I should say the initial shot, not a putback. And putback would imply there was a shot before that. But in fact, there wasn't. 35-29, 18-39 to go. HPU's got it now. Off to our left, Garola. Hands it back off to Nagy. Nagy with a soft jumper from 16, yes. Boy, that was athletic. 37-29, 18-29. Penguins creeping, staying with this thing. Penguins on offense now. Owens has got it. They can no longer waste any buckets. Owens fires one off and gets fouled. Down low by Duncan Perry. Duncan Perry, and that's her fourth. Duncan Perry has been an aggressive part of HPU's defense, but she's going to get yanked at this point with only one more with which to play. Keewon Owens on the line. Conlin Center falls silent, and she buries the first one. 18-14 to go. Penguins are going to need them all. Down by 7, 37-30. Tamis re-enters the game in place of Duncan Perry. Owens back on the line now. She misses one way right, and the rebound by Nagy. Nelson had a beat on it, but Nagy snuck in underneath her. Quickly to the other end, Walmsley. Nagy, right side, back over to Walmsley, top of the key. That Walmsley's really the impact go-to player right now for HPU. Outside three ball, on the way, Garola, brother. She knocks down a long one from 22 in the corner, 40-30. The Penguins trail by 10. Great bit of shooting there by HPU. And way off the glass, Keewon Owens knocks it down from way outside in a very high window shot. Penguins back within eight. Walmsley's got it, kicks it back outside to Savini, Sky Savini. Got the start tonight, but not a lot of minutes so far. Now the Penguins steal it away. Carnes sneaks in. Yeah, Carnes is so crafty. She goes left side. Owens with a jumper. Left side short. And picks up a whistle. Foul is committed by Nagy. And I'm calling her Nagy, and they're pronouncing it Naj overhead. So we're going to change it to Naj because as the first one goes down, Penguins within seven as Keewon Owens back on the line. I'm going to go with Naj because Pat Huser knows what he's talking about. So if he says it's Naj and I say it's Nagy, I'm going to go with Naj. And Keewon Owens knocks down the second one with confidence. Penguins down by only six now. Two possession game. Coming across the timeline, Walmsley slams into Carnes, sends her flying. Carnes pops back up as she passes it back off to Garola. Into the corner to Walmsley over the left side. Now they go top of the key, working it. Savini down low. Savini all alone, off the glass, easily left side, good. 42-34. That was a little too easy for HPU. Inbounds, Keewon Owens brings it up across the timeline. Boy, she's been just an absolute powerhouse for the Penguins. just a real pleasure to watch play. She's got tremendous ball control, and she's a natural shooter. Eight on the shot clock. Owens has it tipped away. She gets it back. Five on the way. In and out. Down Hyatt. Ooh, almost into the Penguin cheerleaders, but Lauren Hyatt gets it back. Now she almost throws it away. Carnes drives in. Passes it off. No look to Sarah Nelson. Foul! Fouls committed by Lauren Girola. Out of Whittier, California, Girola down south. 16:20 to go. The Penguins trail 42-34. Penguin ball on the short side. Ladrido will re-enter the game along with Brittany Hale in place of Walmsley and Girola. Out Carnes, and Yamauchi will come in her place. Owens with a foot fake. Hands it off to Danielle down low. Sarah Nelson missed it short. Gets the rebound. No. Stripped away by Temis. She passes it back off to Savini, who brings it up. Hale, right side. Dump off Anton. Good ball movement all over the place. Temis, kick out, no look. Thinking about a three ball. Yamauchi pounds into Ladrido, but no whistle. In the corner with eight on the shot clock. Penguins with some big defense, six. Back to the middle, in between the circles. Temis has it, two, one. Shot clock violation. And the Penguins get it back, so they don't stop play. 28 seconds at recess, 15:36 to go. Definitely had buzzer before the ball got it, but it was off. 42-34, Penguins trail. Penguins need a score and a stop right now. In fact, a couple of them would be great. Owens comes up off the glass a little bit short with a layup. She had to get it up off of Temis, and that's not easy to do. Anton heaves it up the length of the court with a good head fake back over to Savini. Temis Savini, three ball on the way. Oh, man, that Savini knocks down the big one. Savini from the right wing was way out there at about 24. Left side now, the Penguins have it in the corner. They kick it back over to Marshall, who's going to back off to Danielle Yamauchi, who brings it between the circles. 14:52 to go, 15 on the shot clock, to Owens on the elbow. Owens against Anton. Anton's looking her right in the eye. Jumper, soft side, Nelson, no. Loose ball, and Marshall lets it go out of bounds. Penguin ball, right in front of our cameraman, Leona George Davidson. Media timeout, we'll take a 20-second timeout. NC2A basketball on the radio home of the Penguins.
.edu.
Radio.dominican.edu worldwide. DJ Aquarius, where are people tuned in?
People are listening to radio.dominican.edu, home of the Penguins, and we are streaming worldwide.
That is absolutely right. From courtside, Stuart Horn with you at 14:38 to go. That sounded pretty good, your first day on the job.
Ah, thank you. I'm learning from the best.
You must have a good coach.
I must. Yeah. I wonder what his name is.
No, her name is Leona George Davidson, coached you into that beautiful
That is true.
Recitation. So here we go, fans. 14:33 as the clock rolls. Penguin ball. Sarah Nelson with a turnaround jumper short. Marshall falls out of bounds. A loose ball. They don't whistle it. And they're going to give it back to HPU. Boy, I don't think that's fair. I think Marshall jumped in on it. Really broke up the play. She got wrapped up with Brittany Hale. The ball went flying out of bounds off of Hale's fingertips, but they give it back to HPU. In fact, everybody in the house went to the other end of the court. Tipped inbounds. Owens. Oh, Owens broke up the play for an instant, but Anton comes up with it. Anton gets it over to Walmsley. Well, that Walmsley is just so tough. Oh, she's the difference. She and Temis. 45-34, 14-14 to go. Not to mention Ladrido. Of course, Sky Savini's been pretty tough, as has Naj and Duncan Perry. HPU's is very deep with great players. Ladrido left side on the short. Up and in, good, 47-34, a 13-point advantage, and that's the greatest margin today coming up on 14 minutes. 22 minutes, 22 on the shot clock, I should say. Sarah Nelson, right side, too much window, no. All of a sudden, Nelson's gone cold. 47-34, they work it down low to Walmsley. Yamauchi with some big-time defense, really trying as hard as she can. Brittany Hale gets the pass to Temis, down low. Diving over Temis was Jasmine Cox. And it's 14, They call it on 14. Referees put up the 15, but he meant 14. There is no 15 on the Penguin team. 13-41. Pat Huser knew who he was talking about, though. It was on Cox. That's her third. She's going to have to be careful. Ladrido, left side of the layup, missed it. Ladrido, just a little too much energy on it. Penguins in transition to the other end. 4-on-3, soft side. They slow things down. Right elbow is Nelson. Oh, Nelson didn't even get rim. He's got the bottom of the backboard. Ladrido goes up against Yamauchi. Dump off at the last second. To Walmsley, good. Ladrido to Walmsley, and that is a tough combo. 13-12 to go, fans, in this one. Guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. Should be right about on time. 25-minute warm-up session between games. We'll have Patrick Kayabyab in game two, along with DJ Aquarius. Soft jumper by Cox, missed. To Walmsley, quick transition to the other end. She's fouled, and that's all Cox could do. But now Cox has four. So Cox has picked up two in the last 90 seconds, and now she's on the verge of getting chucked. 12:51 to go. Temis comes up for word with Coach Takatsuka. First one by Walmsley is a little bit right. 49-34, 12:51 to go. Boscarino re-enters in place of Sanchez. Boscarino, the 5'6 freshman out of Valencia, takes her place on the left side of the key. Second free throw is good. 50-34, 16 points for HPU. Over the mighty Dominicans here at Dominican University of California. Nelson's got it. Nelson's missed the last four shots on goal. That's putting a little too much pressure on her. There's the layup in quick transition. Temis missed it. Cox comes down with it. Cox elbows flying up against Brittany Hale. Danielle Yamauchi brings it up. The right side against Temis. Slams. Temis hits the deck. Yamauchi flies out of bounds. They give the ball back to the Penguins on the short side. Right under the bucket. Sarah Nelson takes a breather. Lauren Hyatt will be in her place. So it's Nakamura on the floor with Cox, with Boscarino and Hyatt. And Yamauchi for Brianna Chambers. On the inbounds, off ball is against HPU. Sky Savini draws her first foul tonight, a hacking foul, as Cox will head out. And in her place, Nikki Gleason re-enters the 5'7 freshman. Gleason comes in, top of the key. Nikki, Kimi Nakamura, three ball, no. Missed a little bit left, straight away. They work it to Ladrido, then back at the last second to Savini, who's able to convert. And that Ladrido with the no look is so tough. Boscarino's got it. She comes up, goes between the legs very aggressively. Oh, Boscarino, so good. Such a great get. And a fine bench player. The freshman Boscarino is very impressive. She's absolutely fearless. In traffic, she is tough. Yamauchi's got the ball, and she throws it away, intended for Boscarino. Into the hands of Walmsley. They work it up. Ladrido eventually under the bucket. On the way, whistles. They wave it off. The whistle came before, and Ladrido had walked with it. Ladrido smiles that the referee didn't like the call, but she did travel. 52-34, the score remains. The clock rolls. 11:42, reset on the shot clock. Yamauchi brings it up, looks at the coach, gets the play. Brianna Chambers, as usual, in the squat position in front of her bench. Boscarino's got it. Foul on Ladrido. She pushed off on the inbounds. Ladrido off of the back of Danielle Yamauchi. And it is time for media timeout with 11 and a half minutes to go. You're listening to NC2A Division II basketball at Dominican University of California.
Radio.dominican.edu.
That's right. Good job.
Hello, and you are listening to radio.dominican.edu, home of the Penguins, and we are streaming worldwide.
Yes, we are. And for those of you watching at home on the Stretch Network, welcome. Welcome, everyone. 11 and a half to go. Ladrido's back in there. Well, Ladrido actually never left. She did pick up her second foul before that media timeout. Kimi Nakamura's got it on the right wing, and she doesn't want to fire the three, trying to get it over the top of Sky Savini would be tough. Boscarino, oh no, Boscarino into the backcourt, and it's picked up by Brittany Hale, who takes it down low. Heidi Anton ultimately ends up with a pass, but before she could get the shot off, the whistle is blown. And Noelle Roldan will re-enter the game in place of Boscarino.
The Sea Warriors are very dominant tonight.
You're absolutely right. 52-34 with 11-11 to go. Four aces on the board. Here we go, fans. They have 5 seconds to bring it in. It's thrown in, and Nakamura gets it. Yamauchi now across the timeline. Goes right side. No look to Roldan with a head fake. Soft jumper, Roldan deep. Tipped out, loose ball, taken down by Ladrido. She takes it herself, one-on-one. The only one she has to beat now is Nakamura. She slows things down, and the Penguins steal it back away with the steal by Gleason. Oh, that was crafty. Yamauchi brings it up across the insignia. 10:45 to go in the second half. Nakamura now from the left side with a foot fake. Fakes right, goes left, too much window, taken down by Temis. Check it, Savini with a rebound. Other end, Ladrido all alone against Roldan over the top. Good. 54-34, now a 20-point game as we are coming close to the final quarter of tonight's action. And stealing it away from Gleason. Behind her is Brittany Hale, who heaves it the length of the court. And Ladrido converts again. The Penguins are getting ready to bring in five subs at the next opportunity, while HPU will bring in one. So Yamauchi's got it. She takes the screen from Hyatt and heaves up an air ball from long distance, and that's not like Yamauchi at all. Back in the game for the Penguins, Cox, Marshall, Carnes, Sanchez, and Kewan Owens. Those are the five newbies for the Penguins. And Temis is back in there now for HPU. The one player that the Penguins didn't want to see come back into the game with 9:42 to go. Three ball in the way, Ladrido. Oh, brother. Oh, she can do it all. Ladrido leading all scorers here for HPU. And now she just tacked on another three, 59-34. And HPU is really starting to pull away. Shot on goal, left side. By Cox, no. Rebound, Anton. Throws it back off to Ladrido, who's got Marshall plastered to her. 9:15 to go. Ladrido way back in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. Naj gets ready to re-enter the game. Temis has it down low. Temis from the left post, good. Ladrido with the assist, 61-34, 8:57. And all of a sudden, HPU is playing the best ball of the night, while the Penguins are getting bested all around. Right side, shot on goal, no. Again, the Penguins, Cox cannot make it. Boy, the Penguins haven't scored in a while. Carnes tries to get in the way of the pass off to Temis. Left side, good. Hawaii Pacific is really coming tough now. 63-34, 8.5 to go. Carnes has it right wing. Carnes to Sanchez. Sanchez calls out the play. 19 on the shot clock. The DU's shoulders have dropped, totally dejected. 9 points at the half. 29 points now. And that's a big change with 8:13 to go. Julia Brew re-enters the game in place of Kewan Owens. Give Owens a break. Ladrido and Naj will head out. Heidi Anton also to the bench. Penguins on defense as Temis hands it off to Walmsley. Hale, top of the key. Temis back over, passes it off to Naj. And Temis from the right side rolls out. Naj breaks up the play. Naj, the 5'10 junior, is out of Adelaide, Australia. So we have a media timeout, and that means?
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, home of the Penguins.
The radio home of the Penguins, from broadcasting live from San Rafael, California, at Dominican University of California. We're right back. 7:50 to go, fans. 63-34, the Penguins. While it was close at the half, pretty close, HB has really come on strong and are really doing a number on the DUs here late. Clock rolls. Here we go. Carnes has got it in the backcourt. See if the DUs can put together a few good plays and try and draw something from this game. Coming off of a big win just a couple of nights ago. In fact, two nights ago. Three ball on the way by Jesse Marshall is good, and the Penguins are off the schneid. They hadn't been scoring in a while there, but Marshall from way outside the arc at 21 feet knocked it down. 63-37, 7:21 to go. Penguins on defense. Viana Navarro, a 5'6 freshman, has come in for HPU. And Marshall steals it away. She gets into the hands of Carnes. Left side, Carnes banks it in. Carnes with a left-handed layup, and there go the Penguins with five unanswered. 63-39, inside of 7 minutes now. Brittany Hale brings it up. Penguin bench insisting on defense. 6:51 to go, fans. Tipped out by Carnes, out of the hands of Walmsley into the first row of the grandstands. The student section here, known as the Icebox, sparsely represented. Although I expect quite a few people here for the nightcap. Men's game scheduled to go off at 7:30 California time, 6:40 to go. Hale's got it. She drifts over to the right from the top of the key. Let three ball on the way by Naj, and that's good. Naj with the cobalt blue sneakers on. Cans it from way outside, 63-39 to answer the DU's little run. 6:20 to go. Left side, Marshall, three ball again. Deep, loose ball, everybody's after it. Carnes ends up with it in between the circles. Long shots create long rebounds, so says Bill Tressler, one of the great coaches in DU history. Tress at the helm when the Penguins won their first championship back in 2003, first NAIA championship, before the Penguins came to the NC2A. Loose ball, diving on it is Temis. And it's a jump ball, and it will go the way of the Penguins. After Temis got wrapped up, no, they give it to the Sea Warriors, pardon me. Nelson's back in there. On the jump ball, it was Gleason who dove on top of Temis. No, not Gleason, it was Julia Brew. 5:55 to go. And Brew heads out now. And in her place are Hyatt. Nelson's come in. Marshall stays. Noel Roldan re-enters, and Yamauchi stays. Clock rolls, 5:54, here we go. Good pass from Roldan, down low, right post to Hyatt. Turnaround jumper, she's fouled. Naj with the foul, and 5:50 to go. Hyatt will go to the line. That's the second for Hyatt. Six committed by HPU here in the second half. Penguins only with three. 5:50, and I don't know if that's such a good thing. Sometimes it indicates how aggressive a team is playing defensively. As Hyatt misses the first one. And Hyatt, tonight from the line, is now 2-for-4 on the way, and now she's 2-for-5. So she missed them both. HP will bring it in, or after the second one was missed, they boxed out and took the rebound. They didn't actually bring it in, but they bring it up, and they've got it now on the corner. Duncan Perry has re-entered the game. She goes against, hands it off to Naj, left side. Naj with a good pass to Navarro on the way, no. Navarro from close range, rebound, Hyatt. 66-39, 5:20 to go. Yamauchi brings it up and moves over to the left side. Yamauchi, pretty wily veteran. Sarah Nelson has it under the hoop, but has to heave it outside to Marshall. Nelson now takes a pass from Noel Roldan at the free throw line straight away. Good. 5 minutes exactly, fans. 66-41. HPU's going to bring it up. Quick transition. Dump off to Navarro. The no-look from Girola is good. Well, that Navarro's tough. 68-41, 4:46. Actually, props to HPU. They're just playing splendid basketball tonight. Both sides of the ball. Hyatt Gets the pass from outside to Hyatt, right under the bucket. Turns around to Deuce. 68-43. Penguins on defense. HPU's passing has been really has been the difference. If you put it, one thing on it, I'd say it's been the passing game, which has kept the Penguins off balance just enough to allow a lot of open shots, and HPU makes the most of it. When they get an open shot, boy, can they knock it down. They've just got a bench load of shooters. 68-43 with 4:15 to go. Substitutions all over the place. Cheyenne Solomon, a 5'7" junior out of Stockton, is in there for HPU. She joins Garola, Temis, Savini. Here's a jumper by Hyatt. No, it's knocked away by Savini. The rebound, HPU. They'll bring it up quickly, Savini, right side. Into the corner. Thinking about it is Ali Gentry. She's the fifth player that was not mentioned. Oh, what a great block by Hyatt, and saved as she fell out of bounds, turned around and threw it into Yamauchi. Left side, roll down, off the window, no, foul.
Our Lady Penguins are hanging in there, but they are starting to look a bit tired.
They are looking tired, and that's I'm telling you that is a result of this passing game, this great passing game by HPU. HPU looks very fresh, and a timeout, Dominican, 3:42 to go. We're back in 20 seconds. NC2A basketball.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, radio home of the Penguins. DJ Aquarius here, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and we are streaming worldwide.
68-43, 3:42 to go. Noel Roldan to the line. Stuart Horn with you in the second half of this one. Roldan on the way. Deep. She'll get to go again as the Penguin cheerleaders now up to eight. So two Penguin cheerleaders showed up as the game has gone on. Maybe classes let out. Classes just started yesterday.
Talk about being tardy.
Well, maybe a little bit, but, you know, school comes first around here. Shot on goal by Temis is a little bit deep, but the rebound is taken back by HPU. Here's the runner from the left side by Cheyenne Solomon. Ah, it's a beauty. Solomon gets the HPUs to 70, and now Roldan, intended for Yamauchi, throws it away, and the dish underneath to Ali Gentry is good. And that was not the best series by the Penguins. Coming up on 3 minutes, 72-44. Roldan's got it now as she comes across the timeline with a good move to the bucket. Left side, finishes strong and picks up the opportunity to go to the line. The foul on HPU is on Gentry. That's her first. Noelle Roldan now again from the line. Well, Roldan missed both her last time up, and this is perfect. Roldan 1-for-3 on the night from the line. And made them both here. 50% so far. 3:03 to go, 72-46. Eight fouls in the second half committed by HPU. Only three committed by the Penguins. And does that indicate something? Well, perhaps. Perhaps. It could be that the DUs are not playing as aggressively as HPU in the second half. I think clearly that's the case, among other things. 72-46, HPU, brilliant ball control all night long, works it around into the hands of Temis, and Dominican foul is on Hyatt. Apparently Hyatt reached in, and she picks up her first tonight. The fourth team foul in the second half, 2:45 to go. Savini, Temis, left side, Gentry. Three ball, short. Yamauchi with the rebound. She brings it up very quickly. No look to Roldan. It goes off of the leg of Sky Savini. Savini inadvertently kicked it, so the Penguins will get it back on the short side. 2:34 to go. 72-46 inbounds to Brew. Noel Roldan bounces off of the defender. Gets it down low, though, to Brew, and turns around and knocks it home. It's a nice play from Roldan. To Brew, 72-48, 2:20 to go. Temis now down low. She's got three Penguins in her face. Loose ball. Temis gets it back somehow. Garola drives in, backs out to Temis. Rattles around. No. Brew with a rebound. Penguins still playing hard. Coming up on 2 minutes, fans. Yamauchi, no look to Hyatt. Yamauchi, Hyatt, good. 72-50, 1:54 to go. Naj has it. Left side, Temis, trouble. Solomon, long three ball from 24 feet by Gentry is deep, and they give it back to Hawaii. Heidi Anton will re-enter the game. Viana Navarro is back in there. Duncan Perry also for HPU. Out Hyatt. Nelson back in her place. 1:43 to go, fans. 72-50. It's been HPU all night tonight. Stephanie Karn scored the first bucket of the night for the Penguins from the free throw line. And after the Penguins led 1-0, from that moment on, the D's have trailed. And at halftime, it was 9. Now it's 72-50. 1:31 to go. And on the line is Viana Navarro for 2 after the foul committed by Sarah Nelson. First one's good. Nikki Gleason re-enters, the 5'7 freshman, in place of Marshall. 91 seconds left in this one, 73-50, and the second one is a horseshoe, and it's back out, and Nelson comes down with it. Off to Yamauchi, and let's do it. Danielle brings it up, calls out the play, waves Brew off, or Gleason, pardon me, not Brew. Walks with it, no? What happened? Here's the call from the referee. Foul is on HP and Lauren Garola. That's her second tonight with 1:16 to go. And it was committed against Yamauchi. On the way, and it's good, so she gets to go again. Had she missed the one-on-one, then it would have been a loose ball. Yamauchi, this one is very deep. Nelson tries to get in there, but is boxed out by HPU's Viana Navarro. Coming up on 1 minute, fans. 1 minute. And there it is, 73-51 with 60 seconds to go. From the free throw line, Garola thinks about it. Now they throw it out of bounds. Navarro had a hand on it. Diving on it was Duncan Perry, but the Perry, Duncan Perry. 55 seconds to go. HPU ball, inbounds. Under the bucket to Anton. She works it, spins 360, has it stripped away by Sarah Nelson. Loose ball, Anton gets it back. 1 second on the shot clock and converts the deuce from 6.5 feet. 75-51, 44 seconds now. Penguins on offense, attacking the Northern Hoop here at the Conlon Center off to our right, or my right, I should say. No, our right, DJ Aquarius is alongside. Sarah Nelson down low is fouled with 31 seconds to go. She'll go to the line, I believe. No, Penguins are going to have it on the end line. Yamauchi brings it in. It was just tipped out of bounds, not a foul. They get it inbounds, and it's stripped away. Intended for Noelle Roldan. Instead, into the hands of Viana Navarro, who takes it herself. One-on-one. Noelle Roldan cannot catch up to her. With 25 seconds to go, 77-51. Navarro with a great shot. Penguins transition to the other end. Sarah Nelson from the left side from 12 feet. Good. 19 seconds, 77-53. Anton's got it, and she's just going to hold on to it. 9 seconds. Penguins aren't even going to contest. Shot clock is off. Roldan comes in behind and seals it with 4 seconds. Roldan, the layup up off the glass, is fouled by Duncan Perry with 1.8 seconds to go. So Roldan with some good hustle there to sneak the ball away and take it in herself, and then the foul subsequently by Duncan Perry.
She gets an A for effort.
I'll give her an A for effort. 1.8 seconds. Roldan on the way. Missed it. With 1.8, Anton is out and Savini in her place. Not sure why, but. Second shot is missed. Clock rolls. 1 second. Game. As the Penguins tried to get it back, but ultimately, Duncan Perry under the bucket was just too much. HPU just too much. 77-53, the final score. And the Penguins saw a very tough game tonight. Hawaii Pacific. The men's game is coming up in exactly 25 minutes. That'll get us started just about on time. Currently 7:08 on Wednesday, the 23rd of January, 2013. Thank you for listening to the women's game. Men's game is coming up in its entirety on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
This season, the NCAA is celebrating 75 years of March Madness, one of the world's most popular sporting events. To commemorate the celebration, the